most Christians, they live by that one verse in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's a wonderful verse. We'll need it till the end of our life, because we will not be 100% free from all sin in thought, word, deed, attitude, motive till that day. You know, there are different areas where we can sin. Some people think only of certain actions. Let me tell you the 5 areas where sin can be there in our life. Sin in deeds, things we do. Sin in words. Second, words that we speak. Third, sin in thoughts. Thoughts that we think, dirty thoughts. Fourthly, sin in attitudes towards people. You despise certain people. You look down on certain people. That's a sin. You may not say anything to that person. You just look at that person and despise him. Maybe he's a different race, or you feel he's inferior and you despise him. That's a sin. And if you keep that at it, you're living in constant sin. Did you know that? And fifthly, is sin in motive. Where do you do a very good thing, but the motive is bad. Now, nobody would ever think, listening to a man preach like me, that there can't be any sin in preaching. Yes. If I'm preaching in order to get money, or in order to get some honor as a great preacher, or in order to get some respect, or for somebody to come up to me and say, "Brother Zach, that really spoke to my heart." Some such commendation, my motive is wrong. I'll tell you why. Because the Bible says we must do everything for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 31. The thing that we do every day is eating and drinking. Many things we don't do every day, but eating and drinking we do every day. So it takes the most common thing we do in verse 31 and says, whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, that's the most elementary thing. From there to all the more other things you may do in your life, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. If I preach and I don't preach for the glory of God, I'm committing a sin. If I preach to get glory for myself, for people to respect me, appreciate me, congratulate me, thank me, I am sinning, even if it may be the most powerful message I preached. Motive. It's, you do good to somebody, and you want people to know that you did it. You want recognition. Sin. What you did was a wonderful thing. But it was a sinful thing in God's eyes. In the eyes of man, they appreciate. Other Christians may appreciate. Boy, what a wonderful thing you did. And God says no. Sin. Because motive was wrong. So please remember these 5 areas where we sin. Actions or deeds. Words. Thoughts. Attitudes to people. And motives. And the promise of the Lord is that He can cleanse us so thoroughly if we confess them. First of all, "Lord, I had a wrong attitude to this person. I'm sorry. He had a wrong attitude towards your mother-in-law. You didn't slap her or insult her, but you had just a wrong attitude. It's a sin. Because you're not seeking the glory of God in your life. Maybe she treated you very badly, or some person in the office, some boss treated you very badly in the office, and you got a bad attitude towards him. It's a sin. It doesn't matter how the other person treated you. Some of you may think you've been treated very badly. Okay, let me ask you a very simple question. Very easy to get the answer. What is the worst sin that was ever committed on this earth? It was not Adam's sin. It was the worst sin ever committed on this earth was the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Okay, let me ask you another question. What is the best thing that ever happened on this earth? The crucifixion of Jesus Christ. What do you learn from that? That our God is so almighty, my Father in heaven is so powerful, that he can take the worst thing and turn it into the best thing? I know it is. There cannot be a greater sin than crucifying the Son of God. Any sin, whatever people may do to you in your life or to your family or to your children, it's not worse than crucifying Jesus Christ. Somebody goes and rapes someone. That's not as bad as crucifying Jesus Christ. It's a terrible sin. But crucifixion of Jesus Christ, and that God turned into the best. So I have faith that any sin that people do against me, God can turn it into the best. And I have many examples in my life where I've actually experienced that. Because I believed it. You will not experience it if you don't believe it. Next time somebody does harm to you, or hurts you in some way, or spreads a false story about you, or does any evil, go to the Lord and say, Lord, I believe you can turn that for good. In some way, I don't know how, but it's going to do something good in me. It's probably going to make me a strong Christian in some way. See, the very fact that you forgive somebody makes you a little more like God. Do you know that? We all want to be like God. Okay, here's one way you can be like God. I was once meditating on, what does God do all the time in heaven? All the time. I'll tell you what. He forgives people. Because every moment somebody on the earth is committing a sin. And here somebody says, Lord, forgive me. And God says, forgiven. But next moment, someone over there in the other end of the town says, forgive me. And God says, forgiven. The other side of the earth, somebody's sinning. God says, forgiven. And before he finishes saying, someone in some other corner says, Lord, I've sinned. Forgiven. So I pictured in my mind God in heaven is saying, forgiven, 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 forgiven. He's perpetually forgiving people. Now let me ask you, I'm sure many of you have prayed, Lord, I want to be like you. Why not begin here? You want to be like God? Are you serious? Then begin right here. Do what he does all the time. He does not delay. He forgives, forgives, forgives. As long as we live on the earth, people will hurt us. Even a 5-year-old child will have a history of somebody having hurt him. Think of all of us who've grown up much older than that. I want to ask you a simple question. Have you forgiven every person that you know of who has hurt you, harmed you, spoken evil of you? Or is there some person, you say, oh, Brother Zach, you don't know what that guy did to me. It's unbearable. Uh-huh. Well, brother, sister, I'm sorry to say, God will not forgive you your sin. No matter how much you pray. Because there is one person you have not forgiven. You'll hear some things from me, which you'll never hear from anybody else. And I'll tell you why. Because they don't love you enough. They want your money. I don't want your money. They want your honor. I don't want your honor. I want you to become Christ-like. That's what I want. And that's why I tell you the truth. And I'll give you a verse for everything I teach. What I taught just now is a pretty strong thing. That if you haven't forgiven one person, God will not forgive you. I'll show you from Scripture. Turn to Matthew chapter 6. And verse 15. And never forget this verse in all your life. Matthew 6 verse 15. If you do not forgive others, your Father will not forgive your transgressions. Did you hear it? If, there's a condition. If you do not forgive others, it doesn't matter who that person is, it doesn't matter how big the crime is, your Father will not forgive your transgressions. But you say, that was a terrible thing that person did to me. Let's go back to the question we asked earlier. What is the most wicked thing that happened on this earth? What is it? The crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And as soon as the nails were put and the cross was put up there and banged, and Jesus hung there, what are the first words that came out of his mouth? Father, forgive them. You know the answer. As soon as that cross was erected, he knew that was a, they didn't know it. He knew that was the most horrible sin that these people had committed, that had never been committed since the time of Adam. He said, Father, they don't know what they are doing. That they've committed the most terrible sin anyone's ever committed. Forgive them. Let that be your example. And don't ever say again, what that person did to my family was terrible. What that person did to my child was evil, terrible. Worse than the crucifixion of Christ? Dear brothers and sisters,